You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
Hey there, pet parents! Welcome to the Doggy Dish on Pet Life Radio. I am your host, Christy Vaughn, owner of Positively Wholesome All Natural Dog Treats. Thank you so much for joining us. Do you have a sweet tooth? I know I do. Chances are your dog thinks he or she does too. Today's episode is all about yummy doggy desserts that are also safe and healthy. So whether you've decided to bake a birthday cake for your furry kid, or you just want to make him special treats, this episode will help you make healthy choices when deciding what sweet treat to bake. We'll talk about delicious doggy desserts when we come back after these messages.
We'll be right back, right after these messages. Stay tuned.
I'm not much of a reader, but I do wish I were more well-read.
There are so many great books coming out. I wish I could find a way to keep up.
Audible.com makes it easy to stay well-informed and catch up on your reading simply by listening. Audiobooks from Audible turn downtime into uptime. You'll be more productive and become well-read.
Now I'm able to catch up on all the great books I've been wanting to read.
With Audible, I feel smarter.
Pet Life Radio listeners, try Audible.com now and get your first 30 days of Audible Listener Gold Membership plan free. And get a free audiobook. Choose from over 100,000 titles. To get this great deal, go to audibledeals.com. That's audibledeals.com.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Doggy Dish on Pet Life Radio. Between work, family, and friends, it's hard enough to find a few minutes to yourself. So why should you spend them cooking for your dog? Well, the answer is the same reason you should make homemade food for yourself. It's healthy. Many packaged dog treats you buy at the store contain unhealthy additives or preservatives, and some actually use undesirable ingredients such as meat byproducts. Also, many dogs suffer from food allergies, and making your own treats means that you can steer clear of potential food hazards. So spending just a few minutes here and there to make your own dog treats allows you to control the ingredients. Now, the recipes I share during this episode contain ingredients that you most likely have in your pantry and refrigerator right now. And really, the goal is to share super easy recipes that won't take much time, but will have a big impact on your dog's overall health and happiness, because we know that's important. Okay, so I'm getting really excited just thinking about today's topic. I have a major sweet tooth, so desserts make me really happy. And as I struggle with finding healthy ways to satisfy my own sweet tooth, I figured I couldn't leave my pups out when making sweet treats that are also healthy. Now, of course, we know that sugar is very bad for dogs. So their sweet treats need to be made in a safe and healthy way. You're probably thinking it's impossible to make a healthy dessert, free of all of the bad stuff dogs can't eat. Now, on a side note, if you download episode 1, you will get all of the information about what foods are not safe for pups. Okay, so just refer back to that. If you have some questions, I go through all of the ingredients that you should not include. Okay, so how is it possible to make dog-friendly desserts? Well, everything you make should be free of sugar, salt, chocolate, artificial flavorings and colors, fillers, and any chemicals. These ingredients are especially dangerous to dogs who suffer from allergies, but everyone should avoid them when cooking for your pup. Also, if you cook healthy treats for your dog, you can help them avoid becoming overweight and possibly developing diabetes. So remember, these delicious desserts should be given as treats only, not as their entire meal. And what I discuss on today's episode is not intended as a complete diet, so always use good judgment when giving them out. So what's the first step when it comes to baking desserts for your dogs? Choosing high quality and fresh ingredients is always important. In my recipes, I use both organic and non-organic ingredients. But it's completely up to you. All ingredients should be the best quality you can afford, and when possible, should come from the U.S. Whether you use fresh or frozen ingredients is really up to you. But of course, I always recommend fresh, and never like to use canned, since canned foods usually include a lot of sodium. During our last show, I talked about the difference between the flours that I use in my recipes. Unless your dog has a wheat or grain allergy, whole wheat flour is best, in my opinion. Now, if he or she is allergic, I do suggest using a grain-free flour like coconut flour or garbanzo bean flour. What about eggs? Eggs are perfectly safe for dogs and can be a great source of protein in a delicious dessert. I suggest using only the egg whites for dogs who are on a low-fat diet. Also, some recipes call for the entire egg. Yes, including the shell. I only use the inside of the egg and never the shell, as shells can contain bacteria. And we certainly want to leave bacteria out of the delicious dessert. You're probably wondering how you can possibly make sweet treats without the added sugar. Well, it's pretty simple, actually. Ingredients like carob, applesauce, peanut butter, pumpkin, oats, yogurt, honey, a little bit of cinnamon, and some fruits, including strawberries, blueberries, apples, and bananas, can all add a little sweetness to the goodies you are making. But make sure to avoid vanilla extract, which contains alcohol, and also some spices like nutmeg. You want to leave those out. So I mentioned carob, not carrot, although carrots are great too, but this is carob, C-A-R-O-B. Some of you may not know what it is. Carob is a powder that is extracted from the carob bean, and it's typically used as a substitute for chocolate. Carob is naturally sweet, it's low in fat, high in fiber, and doesn't contain any caffeine. And the great news is it's totally safe for dogs. And guess what? If you're thinking about cutting back on your own intake of chocolate and sweets, carob is tasty and it's also safe for human consumption. Now, don't expect it to taste like chocolate, but it's actually pretty good. You can find carob powder and the little chips, they just look like little chocolate chips you bake with, at your local health food store and also at some larger grocery stores. Another way you can sweeten your dog's treats is with applesauce. I like to buy the all-natural and unsweetened kind. Applesauce is naturally sweet, so you don't need the added sugar, especially when giving it to your pup. Good thing about applesauce is the soft texture. It can be a great snack for puppies and older dogs with bad teeth. One thing I like to do with applesauce is bake with it. And an easy way to incorporate applesauce into your homemade dog treats is a simple sweet dog biscuit. Now, to get started with this biscuit, you'll need to choose your flour. I like to work with whole wheat flour, unless I'm baking for a dog with wheat allergies, of course. So start with 2 cups of flour, 1/3 cup of unsweetened applesauce, and 1/2 cup of oats. Make sure you get the old-fashioned oats, not the instant kind. Gonna mix it all together, adding up to about 3 tablespoons of water if necessary to bring it all together into a dough. Then you're going to roll it out about 1/2 inch thick, then cut out shapes with cookie cutters. Now consider your dog's size when determining the size of the treats. Small dogs tend to prefer smaller treats, while large dogs might like a larger sized bone or biscuit-shaped treat. Place the treats on a non-stick cookie sheet and bake for 30 minutes at 300 degrees Fahrenheit. You can cut the baking time down a bit if you'd like to make softer treats. Go for about 15 to 20 minutes for a softer treat. You and your dog might be anxious to give the treats a try, and I can guarantee at this point your pup will be drooling, but be sure to wait until they are cool. You certainly don't want any burned tongues. To store the treats, make sure you put them in an airtight container and store in the fridge. You can also make a large batch and freeze in an airtight container. These sweet biscuits freeze and thaw very nicely, so don't be afraid to make ahead. If these treats become a staple in your house, you can always change it up a bit by incorporating cinnamon or cheese in future batches. Now, I mentioned pumpkin earlier and wanted to share another simple recipe for incorporating pumpkin and peanut butter into your homemade treats. Pumpkin is wonderful, especially if your pup has an upset stomach. It's actually good for both diarrhea and constipation, believe it or not. Canned pumpkin, the plain kind, is loaded with fiber and beta carotene. And this is the kind you should look for when shopping for the ingredients to have on hand. And of course, we all know that dogs love peanut butter. Now, this recipe calls for 2 cups whole wheat flour, or a grain-free flour if your dog is allergic, 2 eggs, 2/3 cup pumpkin, and 3 tablespoons of peanut butter. Make sure you remember to preheat your oven to 300 degrees Fahrenheit. Place all of your ingredients into a bowl or your stand mixer. You can mix by hand or on low with your mixer. Now you'll notice as you're mixing, the dough may be crumbly. If so, just add a little bit of water. If it's too moist and sticky, you can add just a little more flour. Most likely the dough will be pretty sticky because of that pumpkin. So make sure everything is floured very well. Once you're able to form a nice big ball of dough, place it on your floured surface and roll out with a rolling pin. Use your fun cookie cutters to create fun shapes, keeping in mind the size of your dog. Place on a nonstick cookie sheet, and you can fit a lot of these guys on there because they won't spread, but they will puff up just a bit. Pop them in the oven and bake for 30 minutes for crunchy treats or 15 to 20 minutes for softer treats. Again, make sure you allow them to cool before serving. You want to store these guys in an airtight container as well, in the fridge, or feel free to freeze them if you make a large batch. Remember, none of these recipes contain preservatives, so they must be kept in the fridge. Now, while we're talking about pumpkin, another very simple pumpkin treat is just plain frozen pumpkin. I like to use it in an ice cube tray, and that will help you make the frozen treats. Just spoon it out into the tray and freeze. You can also mix a little bit of yogurt into the pumpkin and then freeze in the ice cube trays. This is the perfect sweet treat for a hot day. Now, if your pup is not a big pumpkin fan, you can also make simple frozen treats using sliced bananas covered in peanut butter. Just slice a banana and place a dab of peanut butter on top and freeze for a few hours. Delicious and refreshing on a hot summer day. Now, another super healthy and natural way to sweeten your homemade dog treats is by using fresh fruit. Fruits such as blueberries and bananas are not only tasty for your dog, but they are also full of vitamins and antioxidants that will help keep the dog healthy. Best of all, whipping up a batch of these treats is really easy and it doesn't take much of your time. Do you have a blender and an oven? If so, you can make a fruity treat for Fido. First thing you'll need to do is preheat your oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit. You'll need one or more of the dog-friendly fruits that we discussed during episode 1. Now, I recommend using a banana and either blueberries or strawberries or both. Place your fruit into the blender with a half cup of water, or you can use yogurt for a creamier consistency, and blend until smooth, just like you're making yourself a smoothie. Transfer the fruit mixture into a bowl and slowly mix in 2/3 cups oats and 1.5 cups whole wheat flour or your grain-free flour. Mix until blended and then scoop out using a spoon or a cookie dough dropper. Place them onto a nonstick cookie sheet and bake for 20 minutes. Again, make sure you allow them to cool before serving. Just like the other treats, these should be stored in an airtight container and in the fridge. You can also freeze these fruity treats and thaw later. Now, speaking of fruits, I mentioned in the first episode that apples are a great snack for dogs. You can consider dressing up apples with a little bit of cinnamon to give your pups an extra special yet healthy snack. Core and wedge your apple and slice the wedges into about 1/4 inch thick. Lay them out on a cookie sheet and sprinkle with just a bit of cinnamon. You can bake for 45 minutes at 300 degrees Fahrenheit. This is an extra easy way to make a simple, sweet, and healthy treat without spending much time in the kitchen. The good news is you can share these with your pups. And trust me, you'll want to try them because they smell so good. Is there a particular fruit your dogs go crazy for? If so, I want to hear from you. So send me an email to Christy, that's Christy with an I, at petliferadio.com. And you may be featured on our next show. Now, a very simple ingredient to use as a natural sweetener is honey. Do you buy local honey for yourself? Consider using it when making your pup's next homemade treat. The amazing thing about natural honey is that it's untainted by additives and artificial preservatives, which assures the honey's natural health benefits, including vitamins, minerals, and immune-strengthening antioxidants. So if you haven't considered buying all natural honey, do a quick search online to find a local source near you. Now you have a great list of ingredients to help you get started. And I'll be sure to share all of these quick and healthy recipes on my Facebook page. We'll be right back with healthy cake recipes after this quick message from our sponsors.
Sit, stay. We'll be right back after a short pause. Well, four to be exact. Petco, where the pets go. Petco, where the pets go.
Pet Life Radio has tail wagging, fur flying, fabulous deals for our listeners from Petco. Get $6 off your order of $60 or more and up to 40% off the entire Petco site.
That's right.
But that's not all.
Because you're a Pet Life Radio listener, you'll also get free shipping on your order of $49 or more. $6 off, up to 40% off,
and free shipping
from Pet Life Radio and Petco. To get these awesome deals, go to PetcoDeals.com. That's PetcoDeals.com.
Petco, where the pets go.
This year, Americans are expected to spend a jaw-dropping $36 billion on their pets. From lighted leashes to high-end spa products, the discriminating pet owner can find just about anything to pamper his or her pet. Hi, this is Michelle Fern. Join me every week for Best Bets for Pets, where we'll talk about the latest pet products and talk to the companies that make them. Best Bets for Pets, every week, only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Doggy Dish. I'm Christy Vaughn, and we are discussing delicious and healthy doggy desserts without the use of any processed sugars or added chemicals. Everything I share is made from fresh ingredients and doesn't contain anything that is harmful to your pups. So just to recap what we discussed before the break, eggs are perfectly safe for dogs and can be a great source of protein in a delicious dessert. I suggest using only the egg whites for dogs who are on a low-fat diet. Ingredients like carob, applesauce, peanut butter, pumpkin, oats, yogurt, honey, a little bit of cinnamon, and some fruits, including strawberries, blueberries, apples, and bananas, can add a little sweetness to the goodies you are making. Some recipes do call for vanilla, but be sure to avoid it since it does contain alcohol. Now, I'd like to share some doggy cake recipes with you. Have you ever considered celebrating your pup's birthday? Well, I have to say, I always do. My dogs are super spoiled, and they get birthday cakes made for them every year. Plus, I will never pass up an opportunity to bake a cake. We actually throw a little party for them and let them enjoy a few extra goodies on their special day. Now, you're probably thinking it's absolutely impossible to bake a cake that's safe for dogs. Well, I'm going to prove to you that it's really, really easy, and it's also safe. Now, of course, you don't want to give the cake to your pup and let them eat the entire thing. That would be a very bad idea, and you'd probably spend all night cleaning the carpet, if you know what I mean. So, as with anything you make for your pup, be careful with the amount you give them, and always monitor them as they are trying new foods. Now, I'm going to share a fun birthday cake recipe I like to make for my dogs on their special day. My Frenchie, Ruger, really enjoyed this cake back in February when we celebrated his second birthday. I'll be sure to post the video of him eating it. It's really funny, especially the sound effects. So if you're looking for a fun way to celebrate your pup's upcoming birthday, you can follow along with this easy cake recipe, which will also be posted on my Facebook page. Now, to get started, you will need one egg, a quarter cup peanut butter. I like to use the creamy kind, a half cup of honey, 1 cup shredded carrots, and 1 cup whole wheat flour, or a grain-free flour if you prefer. Preheat your oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit. Grease a 6-cup ring mold with coconut oil. Combine the egg, the peanut butter, and the honey in a large bowl. Blend it well. Then you're going to want to stir in the carrots and mix thoroughly. Fold in the flour into the carrot mixture, and then spoon the cake batter into your greased pan. Bake in your preheated oven for 40 minutes. Let the cake cool in the pan for 10 minutes. Then put it on a wire rack to cool completely. Also consider making these into cupcakes for your dog. They are portioned a little bit better than a large cake, and they make for easy sharing if you're having a party. Now, you can't have cake without icing, right? The icing is the best part, and my dogs agree. There are several dog-friendly icing recipes, but my favorite is very simple. It consists of 2 ingredients, peanut butter, of course, and plain non-fat yogurt. There are many different types of foods that will work well as icing. For instance, peanut butter, cream cheese, yogurt, even mashed sweet potatoes, oddly enough. Now, if you're looking for a sweeter icing, try combining 8 tablespoons of whipped, low-fat, strawberry cream cheese, 2 tablespoons of plain, low-fat yogurt, and 2 tablespoons of honey. That will give you a very creamy and sweet icing. I mentioned carob earlier in the show. Carob is an excellent icing for cookies and cakes. It's safe for dogs and looks just like chocolate. You can get carob in powder form and little chip form. If you get the chips, you can use a double boiler to melt them just like you would chocolate. Carob does harden once it cools, so keep that in mind. If you would like to use an icing that remains spreadable, try one of the other recipes that has yogurt or cream cheese in it. Now, what if your pup prefers a savory cake instead of something sweet? Just add meat. Try this interesting mix of meat and veggies in your dog's next birthday cake. You will need 1/2 cup brown rice, 1/2 cup frozen peas thawed, 1 medium sweet potato sliced, 2 medium carrots shredded, 2 pounds lean ground beef, 3 eggs, and 1/2 cup rolled oats. Preheat your oven to 400 degrees, and then use your coconut oil to grease the loaf pan. Cooking spray contains chemicals and other bad ingredients, so stick with something natural. Cook the rice according to the package, being sure to omit salt, and then let it cool. In a large bowl, stir the peas, sweet potato, carrots, beef, and eggs with a wooden spoon. You may need to get your hands in there to make sure the ingredients are thoroughly combined. Next, add the rolled oats and cooled rice to the vegetable and meat mixture. Spread the mixture into the pan and firmly pat down the meat mixture into the pan. Bake for 45 minutes. Make sure you cool completely before serving. And remember, you don't want to give your dog the entire meat cake. Be sure to portion it out and refrigerate or freeze the rest. Freezing individual portions is a good idea for thawing a small amount later. You can always switch up the veggies or even the meat you use in this recipe. Refer to episode 1 of The Doggy Dish if you need ideas for safe foods to incorporate into your homemade goodies. Again, I always post the recipes mentioned during the show on our Facebook page. You can find a link to our Facebook page on the Pet Life Radio website. If the idea of baking seems a bit daunting to you, or you just can't seem to carve out the time to try these recipes, you always have the option to buy all-natural, ready-made treats for your dog. I do caution you against buying anything you find at the pet store. Be sure to read labels and look for anything that you can't pronounce or don't recognize as a natural food. If you can't pronounce it, you probably don't want to feed it to your dog. My company, Positively Wholesome, makes all kinds of healthy and delicious treats, including custom birthday cookies and cakes, as well as grain-free treats for dogs with allergies. I'd like to share a special offer to all of our listeners. Use the code DOGGYDISH20 at checkout to receive 20% off your entire order at positivelywholesome.com. This is an exclusive offer only for our loyal listeners of the Doggy Dish. You can also find a link to the site on the Doggy Dish's page on the Pet Life Radio website. Well, we are out of time, and we would like to thank our producers for making this show possible. I love to hear from my listeners, so please send your comments and questions to Christy, with an I, at PetLifeRadio.com. You can also find The Doggy Dish on Facebook and Twitter. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter to keep up with the latest and greatest in healthy cooking for your furry kids. I post all recipes mentioned on there, so feel free to print them out and follow along. Thank you for listening to The Doggy Dish. Bye-bye for now.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.